Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? This is Easy, most known unknown, Easy Old Soul, coming at you one more again with another good episode. About to try to get my homie, you know, as always, Big Bro K down on. And we should have a guest coming on also. We're going to talk about those bears and what we need to do about them. So I'm going to get them two on or try to get K down on, and hopefully we can get the other guy on well. It's a special guest from K-Down himself, so, yeah, we just gonna see what happens. And as always, hope everybody's doing well. We just wanna let y'all know we reached close to 200 views. They're always much appreciated. And let's see, we got K-Down on? K-Down, hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. I don't know what happened, bro, but we on, and we on for a good 30.
Yeah, well, we lost our guest talker today. We only get 30 minutes.
Yeah. What, you had a 30-minute break?
Yeah. And he had to make phone calls and stuff, too, so, you know, that was impressive. Well, he only had 30 minutes. Got to make phone calls and do other stuff. So, don't worry about it. We'll have him on another time. It's dumbass technical difficulty. You have some shit set up for a time. You should let the shit go at that time.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Thumbs up. Well, regardless, we still got a show. So, of course, you know, Bears season has ended. This is called the worst season that they've had in the years of the football league. I'm not sure if that's the truest, but it probably is one of their lowest winning seasons.
I guess. I ain't got a problem with it.
We ain't going as far as saying we okay with the Bears losing. I know that much. I'm not okay with it.
I mean, I'm cool with it because it's a third pick. I mean, if you're going to lose big. Get a good pick.
All right, so that mock draft, is that just saying, or is that just thing pretty much saying how it could go?
Yeah. Yeah, it's people guessing about what they think
what could happen.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it was said that we should get the quarterback. Where's it from?
Bullshit. There's no reason why we should take a quarterback at the third pick. No fucking reason in the world why we should take a quarterback for the third pick. First off, it's talking about the quarterback from Wyoming. You didn't even know Wyoming had a fucking quarterback until 15 minutes ago. He had one good game at the end of the season. Now they're saying he should be picked third. No. There's no reason why we should take a quarterback with that third pick. There would be plenty of quarterbacks available with that second pick in the second round. Well, third pick in the second
round. So will we get a fundamentally sound quarterback within that second and third round?
Yeah. Ain't like it's going
to be. So you're saying
first
that
off, it's not,
there's some quarterbacks.
It's not quarterbacks galore in this draft. That's first off. And second off, only like four fucking teams need quarterbacks. and one team need defense over a quarterback. Well, two of them teams need defense over a quarterback, and that's us and the Jets.
Yeah, that is true about the Jets.
Cleveland not going quarterback with that first pick. Cleveland going defense with that first pick.
I mean, of course, they still got Griffin, although he's had some issues. So I wouldn't see a reason for them to do it either if he stays healthy.
I mean, he can't stay healthy, but they want quarterback with the 12th pick. They got the first pick and the 12th pick. You don't pass up on a damn near guaranteed defensive talent for a quarterback. Quarterbacks, they hit and miss. Defense, you mostly can see what you're going to get. Yeah, sometimes it takes 2 years to develop. But that's it. Quarterbacks, they can hit and miss. You can get a quarterback in the last round, like Tom Brady. Fucking have a gym. You can get a quarterback like the Raiders did in Russell. And look at what he did. Nothing. Like the Titans did with, what's his name? Vince Young.
Oh, Mariota? Oh.
No, Vince Young. I'm talking about the last time they drafted a quarterback with the second pick. Vince Young, look at what he did. You know, quarterbacks can have 2-3 good years and then they don't. So, I don't go for a quarterback. I go for defense.
Okay. So, the defensive player that you mentioned on the last show, with Jimmy, what was his name?
Jabril Peppers.
Okay. So, I've been hearing that he's dropping in the mock draft, and if that's just a draft of thoughts, I'm not really worried about that. But as in the official draft, is he dropping?
I mean, there's no real official draft to draft it.
Right.
No one really knows where the GMs and the executives have him placed on their board. But if he do drop all the way down into the second round, that'd be a great second round pickup. I mean, the executives of the teams and GMs, they know more because they have more information in front of them than we do. They have their medical history. They have their parents' medical history. They have hundreds of hours of film on them. They have all that little stuff. So it's like we can't know what they see. Because last year, no one had Floyd coming off in the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
No one had Leonard Floyd coming off in the top 10, coming to us. I didn't even know about Floyd until they drafted him. I knew about him, but I didn't think he was going to go to us. I didn't even think he was going to get picked in the first round, to be honest. I thought we had a better chance of trying to trade up for Laramie Tunsil. And then, you know, the smoking weed video came out. He fucked himself over with that one. But that's just like, it's just like with the NBA draft. The year that the Cleveland Cavaliers took Anthony Bennett. No one even knew who the fuck Anthony Bennett was until they called his name. The only people who did homework and research on him was Cleveland. And I hope they fired the motherfucker who suggested that they draft his ass. Because all he's playing in the league right now. But
I think he is in the league. I forgot where he went. But nonetheless, I get what you're saying.
But, you know, I also like I don't know why I keep forgetting this boy's first name, but Adams. He's a
right. I think mentioned him on Facebook. And he's a what?
He's a safety. He's only a safety.
Okay, but I'm assuming he's an effective safety.
Actually, he's the first safety because Jabril Peppers, he's a hybrid. He's not a guy that you can just sit right now and say, oh, he's going to be a safety. No, he can be a safety. He can be a linebacker. He can be a cornerback. The problem is he has very little footage at safety. Like, he played safety, but Michigan, the way Michigan played, he was always up in the box, lined up like a linebacker. He very seldom played deep. He played deep every once in a while, but it wasn't very, very often. So it's like, he's safety, but shit, as you can see, he lines up, he gets tackles in the backfield, he shed blocks, and all that stuff. He's basically an outside linebacker that they just made a safety.
Okay.
So that's the thing with him. But the kid Adams from LSU, Jamal Adams, that's his name, Jamal. Jamal Adams from LSU. He's a pure safety. I think he has 8 interceptions on the year for LSU. And a lot of people like, well, that's good, but, you know, that's not fantastic, you know, considering that the Bears secondary only got 8 takeaways total from through all of them. That's damn good.
Right.
We only hit 8 takeaways this year. So, it's 5.
Yeah, that's
it. So, I mean, him having 8, that speaks to me. That speaks, you know, he can do better than our whole secondary. So, I mean, a lot of people
definitely
will say
do, which we need some help on defense. Although I don't think it was terribly bad.
You don't?
I say that because our offense was worse. As far as moving the ball, and you know. Often when your offense is, it's like Minnesota. In most games, they were more effective on defense. But if your defense is staying in the game for a longer period of time and your offense is no consistent, you kind of see a lack, a disruption in the defense. It's playing so much defense to make up for the offense. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna throw some numbers out at you. Bears versus opponents. Bears this season managed to get 324 first downs. The defense gave up 322 first downs. The Bears were 70 for 148 on third down conversions. The defense gave up 85 out of 210 third down conversions. So those stats right there let me know that the defense was only on the field just a little bit more. Just a little bit more.
Yeah.
The Bears. Team total was 1,700 rush yards. The defense gave up 1,900 rush yards. The defense gave up a rush average of 4.5 yards per carry. 4.5 4.5 yards per carry.
Okay.
We got now. We only got 28 sacks, and the defense gave up a whopping 43 touchdowns this year.
So who's the main man on the Bears defense?
It was Jarrell Freeman this year with 110 tackles. Would have had more, but TDs got suspended. And right after that, it was the rookie cornerback Harley Quarterly or whatever the.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever his name was.
I'm only saying that because looking at the game, because I'm not as advanced as y'all with stats and all that stuff, but looking at the game, sometimes I see them working hard. Now, it may not show on the stats, but just like us hooping, you know what I'm saying? On the stat sheet, it can look bad, but we know what we've done. You know what I'm saying? We know what our record, like, you know what our record is on the court. We know what we've shown people, but it might not add up on the stat sheet. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not saying what you're saying ain't strong information of what happened. But
the difference between that is our. If someone was to come out there and they've seen all of our games and they look and they bring up all of our stats, field goals made, field goals not made, you know, assists, turnovers, and all that stuff, our stats would look probably either middle of the pack or horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But
right
when you look at that win loss column. It speaks volumes because we probably was middle of the pack or horrible, but we got wins. They didn't get wins. The defense gave up 24 points a game. They was 24th in points per game they averaged. They let the other team get. The offense made 17 points a game. So it's like, the offense went too far behind the defense. Like I tell everybody, Jay Cutler can go out there and throw 42 interceptions in one game, and we can kick one field goal, right? But if the defense stopped the other team from scoring 49 times, we win by 3. So,
True, but that is putting a lot on your defense.
Yeah, but look at how much we put on the quarterback.
That's true.
We put a lot of pressure on the quarterback over the whole body of defense. I mean, because when you look at it, the Bears defense ranked 24th in points allowed a game. Ranked 15th in yards allowed a game with 346 yards a game. Ranked 7th in passing yards with 224 yards a game. Ranked 27th in rushing yards. They let people run for 122 yards per game. They ranked 27th in rushing, and they ranked 24th in points. Yes, you ranked middle of the pack and top of the pack in yards a game and passing yards, but you sucked on the points, which that's what matters. That means most of those passing yards, first off, that means you was getting horrible field position, which means your special team sucked because they obviously is getting good field position for you to be giving up 24 points a game, but you're only giving up 346 passing yards. I mean, 224 passing yards. But when you look on the offensive side, the Bears was 28th in the league in scoring points, 17 points a game. They was middle of the pack, 15th in yards with 356 yards a game. Middle of the pack in pass yards with 14 with 248 yards a game. And also middle of the pack in rush yards with 108 a game, ranking 17th. So if they can be middle of the pack in just about all their offensive numbers except points, and they're 1-3, your problem is on the defense.
You're
putting up passing yards, you're getting over 100 yards rushing every game, you got the second leading rusher in the NFL as a rookie, and I don't know what to say. Like, you, it's not an offensive problem. It's an offensive problem because they're not scoring yet. But somewhere on that defense is giving up points. That defensive line is solid. The defensive linebackers is solid. Those cornerbacks and them safeties are garbage. Our cornerbacks and our safeties have given up. Just look at it like this. When the Bears played the Green Bay Packers, they was tied up, remember? In the last couple minutes of the game.
Right.
A safety blew a coverage thinking he had help. And what happened? Jordy Nelson catches a 65-yard touchdown pass. That ain't got nothing to do with the offense. The offense tied up the game. Your safety gave up a 65-yard touchdown pass. So you still need help on defense.
That's true. I have seen some games where they clearly had it, and defense was not there.
I mean, because it's as much as everybody dislike Jay Cutler, and I don't dislike Jay Cutler, but I do think that it's time for new scenery. Kind of like the whole thing with Derrick Rose. I think it's time to move on. But Jay Cutler played what?
Mm-hmm.
3-4 games for us this year?
I think
okay.
I think it might have been games. 6, but nonetheless, yeah, he didn't play a lot. I think it might have been 6. But like I said, he didn't.
Was it? Hold on. Let me check that, because I don't think it was 6.
Do we even give the game?
I mean, but I don't think it's.
I think it's.
Anyway,
oh.
I think it was 4. I'm gonna go with 4.
Okay.
In them games, he threw the ball 137 times. He completed 81 of them. In his short time. He only had a couple weeks. He had over 1,000 passing yards already. Because he was nowhere near the midway mark. He was nowhere near the midway mark. He had over 1,000 passing yards already. He averaged 8 yards per pass. And that's when Alshon Jeffrey wasn't really there. Alshon Jeffrey wasn't there. Remember, what the hell?
Meredith.
He was injured. He was injured. Alshon Jeffrey was injured at the beginning of the season. Something had happened. Soft tissue, some shit. But
hamstring. I remember because he was on my goddamn team.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot all about that. Thank you for not trading him to me.
trust me, you got a busted player, but
I won a championship. But J. Jay Cutler had over 1,000 yards. He had 4 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. He completed 59% of his passes. Okay. So Brian Hoyer come in. Brian Hoyer attempted the ball 200 times, completed 134. He had 1,400 pass yards. He averaged 7 yards per attempt. He had 6 touchdowns, no interceptions, and he completed 67% of his passes. Matt Barkley, basically the same numbers, 216, 124. He had 1,600 rushing yards because, of course, he had a healthy Alshon Jeffrey the whole time he was playing just about. He averaged 7 yards per attempt.
He did rack up a couple of NOs.
Yeah, he had 8 touchdowns, 14 interceptions, but he completed 59% of his passes. Now, it's not like they wasn't out there trying. I mean, when you look at their numbers individually, first off, the Bears don't even go over 20 passing touchdowns. They don't even reach that. If they do, it's right there. I think it's 19. Those numbers, all those numbers individually, are fucking horrible from a quarterback point. They're fucking horrible. But when you look at the offensive ranks, they still middle of the pack. They still middle of the pack.
I can't argue with
the Bears. Had 32 touchdowns as a team all year, but a lot of those was rushing touchdowns. I know, like, probably about 12 of those was rushing touchdowns. Individually, they shit suck. But when you look at the overall, that was it, they weren't that bad. Middle of the pack, 15th in total yards. So that means you're getting down the field. You're just not getting in the end zone. You're getting down there. You're just not getting in the end zone, which means you're starting with horrible field position. And you just can't quite get in the end zone because you're getting 356 yards a game, 250 of which is passing yards, and 110 is rushing yards. That's not a bad stat line. It's just the problem was damn near dead last in points with 17 points a game. But it ain't like the defense did better. I mean, they gave up 24 points a game. And a shitload of rushing.
I can't say the defense needs work. And sounds like from the last time you and Jimmy talked, that's that go-to guy. Bears talk. Defense would be more effective. Route to go for the draft.
I mean, you got to look at the last time we had a capable safety on our team, we was in high school. Mike Brown.
Damn.
That was the last safety worth talking about on the Chicago Bears. Ever since then, it's been people here and there and plug them in, plug them out. Well, we need to go safety. We need to go safety, big time.
Yeah. We'll have to talk about that on another episode because we're coming to a close here. I think y'all got some valid points. Of course, I want to see the Bears do well, just like anybody else. Any Chicago team do well. And so I'm sure what y'all consider to be the best picks probably is the best choices. And we can, of course, continue to talk about this type of stuff on the show. We'll see the next time. We'll be on probably tomorrow. I got some stuff coming up. I know Cam got some stuff coming up. But going to close out this show. This is Easy Most Known Unknown, Easy Old Soul. And Cam, I'm going to holler at you.
All right, later.
All right, man.